was met by a large crowd of supporters outside his home. On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled his arrest this week was unlawful. Osama bin Javeid reports from the capital, Islamabad.
The Islamabad High Court has granted Imran Khan unprecedented relief. Multiple benches have ordered the police not to arrest him, not just in this most recent corruption case, but even charges he doesn't know about. The former Prime Minister denies the courts are doing him any favours.
Relief? Relief? I am at the High Court and they had no reason to arrest me. I was abducted. This is the law of the jungle. It feels like martial law has been declared.
Angry supporters ransacked army property when Khan was arrested. Since he was removed by Parliament in a vote of no confidence last year, Khan has challenged the military's role in politics and accused a senior intelligence officer of being involved in what he called an assassination attempt. Opponents say Khan is attacking the same people who brought him to power.
It's not the security agency. It's one man, the army chief. There's no democracy in that in the army. The army is getting maligned by what is happening right now.
The cabinet held an emergency meeting and accused the judiciary of double standards.
The court is an iron wall to protect Imran Khan. There is no precedent for this, not just in Pakistan, but anywhere in the world. While baseless cases are being formed against us, the courts were blocking investigations into Khan's corruption.
The alliance of parties that forms the government has blamed Khan for the violence and looting this week, accusing him of calling, planning and carrying out attacks on public facilities. Leaders have lashed out at the courts, specifically the Chief Justice of Pakistan. The ruling alliance has announced a show of force against Pakistan's Supreme Court, which it accuses of showing bias in favor of Imran Khan. And as thousands of political workers from all sides are all set to come to the streets, this season of political uncertainty in Pakistan is far from over. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.